From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A bombing in Iraq kills 91. Authorities are investigating two separate bombings in Baghdad early Sunday that killed at least 91 people and wounded 186 others. The first was a suicide truck bombing that occurred shortly after midnight at a busy shopping area, killing at least 82 people and wounding 170 others. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blast in the Karada district. The jihadist group considers Shiites heretics. In the second attack, an explosive device detonated in Baghdad's northern Shab area, killing at least 5 people and wounding 16. No one has claimed responsibility for that attack. Bangladesh has begun 2 days of mourning after a group of 7 Islamist militants killed 20 hostages. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. A nighttime vigil was held in Dhaka. Cultural activist and author Mafid Olhaq was one of its organizers.
Sadness for the meaningless carnage, the killing, the brutality, which involved nationals from 4 different countries, India, Japan, Italy, and Bangladesh. And also, they were part of our society, they were part of our economic development, they were part of our progress, and they were part of our youth.
This morning, Pope Francis delivered a prayer for the victims of Iraq and of Bangladesh. The Pope told tens of thousands of worshippers in St. Peter's Square that he feels closeness to the families of the victims and asked those gathered to pray together for them. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of influential American lawmakers and other officials has begun a trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on militant groups involved in the Afghan conflict. In Pakistan, flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains have killed at least 30 people in a remote part of the Chitral district. Officials say a mosque and several homes were washed away in the flooding. Afghanistan has received its first batch of Chinese military equipment as part of Beijing's commitment to provide millions of dollars of assistance to help Kabul fight terrorism. The shipment on board a Russian cargo plane arrived Sunday in Kabul and was handed over to Afghan National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar by Chinese Ambassador Yao Jing.
Afghanistan is a close neighbor and a very important neighbor to China. So this is the beginning of our regular military-to-military exchanges and cooperation.
The cargo apparently contained, among other things, logistical equipment, parts of military vehicles, ammunitions, and weapons for the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. Jing said Beijing wants to have regular and normal state-to-state relations with the Afghan government. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps during World War II to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Mr. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war and discrimination.
My priorities, Jewish priorities, Jewish fears, Jewish hopes, Jewish struggles, but they are not exclusive. That's why I tried to be involved in every cause possible dealing with human rights.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was put in the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944. His parents and sister were murdered, but Wiesel survived to start a career as a journalist. The team investigating the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jet said it expects audio will be obtained from the plane's damaged cockpit voice recorder. Authorities hope the recordings will shed more light on what caused flight to crash into the Mediterranean while en route from Paris to Cairo, killing all 66 people on board. The Airbus A320's flight data recorders indicate there was smoke in the plane's laboratory and on some of the onboard electronics. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.